and thank you for listening to our online Victory Sermon Archive. In this segment, Pastor Nathan will be bringing a series of messages from the book of Genesis.
Genesis 36, we will read the chapter. I'll give you a few points. Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. This is about Esau. This is why it's more difficult for commentators to discuss it. It seems like it has no purpose, but yet it does. Esau took his wives of the daughter of Canaan, Adah, the daughter of Elon, Hittite, and Ahalabamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, the Hivite, and Bashemath, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebajoth, and Adah bare Esau. Eliphaz and Bashemath bare Reuel, and Abhalmah bare Jeush, and Jelam, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, which were born unto him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives, and his sons, and his daughters, and all the persons of his house, and his cattle, and all the beasts, and all the substance which he had gotten in the land of Canaan, and went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob, for their riches were more than they that might dwell together, and the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of Edomites and Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's son, Eliphaz, the son of Adah, the wife of Esau, Reuel, the son of Bashemath, the wife of Esau. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Amon, Zepho, and Gatam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was a concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son. And she bare to Eliphaz Amalek. These were the sons of Adah, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Reuel, Nahath, and Zerah, Shemal, Mizah. These were the sons of Bashemath, Esau's wife, and these were the sons of Ahalabamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife, and she bare to Esau Jehush and Jalam and Korah. And these were dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn son of Esau, Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, Duke Kenaz, Duke Korah, Duke Getam, Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came to Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Adah. And these are the sons of Reuel, Esau's sons, Duke Nahatah, Duke Nerah, Duke Shemah, Duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came to Reuel in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Bashemath, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Ahalabamah, Esau's wife, Duke Jeshua, Duke Jalam, Duke Korah. These were the dukes that came of Ahalabamah, the daughter of Anah, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Esau, who is Edom. And these are their dukes. These are the sons of Seir, the Horite, who inhabited the land of Lotan, and Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anarah, and Dishon, and Ezer, and Dishah. These are the dukes of the Horites, the children of Seir in the land of Edom. And these are the children of Lotar, where the Horah, and Himam, and Lotan, sister with Timnah. The children of Shoblah were these, Alvan, Manahaha, Elba, Shaphon, Onam. And these are the children of Zibeon, both Ajah and Anah. This was the Anah that found the mules in the wilderness as he fed asses of Zibeon's father. It's interesting that God just throws that in there. And the children of Anah were these, Dishon and Aholabamah, and daughters of Anah. And these were the children of Dishon, Himnah, Eshbon, and Ethron, and Cheron. And the children of Ezer are these, Bilhan, and Zeavon, and Akon. And the children of Dishon are these, Uz, and Aaron. These are the dukes that came out of Horites, Duke Lotan, Duke Shobal, Duke Zibeon, Duke Anah, Duke Dishon, Duke Ezer, Duke Dishon. These are the dukes that came of Horai, among the dukes in the land of Seir. And these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before they reigned any king over the children of Israel. And Bela the son of Beor reigned in Edom, and the name of his city was Dinhabah. And Bela died, and Jobab the son of Zerah of Bozar reigned in his stead. And Jobab died, and Husham the land of Timnah reigned in his stead. And Husham died, and Hadad the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Avith. And Hadad died, and Shemalah of the Masoret reigned in his stead, and Shemalah died, and Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And Saul died, and Baalhanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead, and Baalhanan, the son of Achbor, died, and Hadar reigned in his stead, and the name of the city was Puah, and his wife name was Mehetabel, and the daughter of Matred, and the daughter of Mezhab. And these are the names of the dukes that came of Esau, according to their families, after their places, by their names, Duke Timnah, Duke Alvah, Duke Jetheth, Duke Ahalabamoth, Duke Elah, Duke Pinon, Duke Kenak, Duke Timon, Duke Mizbah, Duke Magadel, Duke Iram. These be the dukes of Edom, according to the habitations in the land of the possessions. And look at this last phrase, he is Esau, the father of the Edomites. That's four times that God said that Esau was Edom. So this evening, just for a few moments, and I know that poor Michelle down there had a really hard time with that. Michelle, don't worry about it if you made it up, because I did too. Now you know why the commentators skipped this chapter. There is some truth here, but here's the things that I want to point out as we go through Genesis, because I can't skip it, because it's the next one. It obviously is important. It obviously has meaning. It obviously has things that God wants us to get out of it. But let me just give you the few things that I have this evening. Number one, I want you to see that promises are fulfilled. Promises are fulfilled. God kept his promise. Years before, he told Rebekah that in her womb were two nations. Was she not told that? And did God not fulfill his promise? We see that here. God fulfilled his promise. I want you to know something, friend. God will always fulfill his promises. He always will. Out of Rebekah came two nations. One, Jacob, Israel, the one we love. And one, Esau, who is Edom. And we do see that God blessed Esau with a nation because he promised Rebekah. I also want you to see this powerful message. Isaac's blessing to Esau. Remember back when Esau wanted a blessing from Isaac, but it was basically tricked out of him. He did not get the blessing. He sold his birthright. He was tricked out of his blessing. Isaac did give him a small blessing. But I want you to see that, and this is the scary part, there are blessings that are only materialistic. And the blessing that we see that Esau gets is a blessing that is only materialistic. Jacob got a true blessing, because not only did Jacob get blessed materialistically, but Jacob got blessed spiritually. Edom did not get the blessings. Now, I believe that this is Edom's fault, or this is Esau's fault. Esau could have had God's blessing upon him, but God also knew the heart of Esau. Esau was blessed, but he was blessed only in materialism. And you see that here, because all you talk about is who begat who and what they got. And they were, four times mentioned, they were the Edomites. They were the Edomites. They were the Edomites. I also want you to notice that here we have Esau's wives' names. Now Esau, and I'm not going to get into deep detail because it's very complicated, but Esau's wives are mentioned in Genesis 26 and in Genesis 28. And in Genesis 26 and in Genesis 28, they have different names than they do in Genesis chapter 36. A novice would sit there and read the scripture and say, contradiction in the Bible. We know that that's not possible, because we do believe that the canon of scripture is perfectly preserved. God does not inspire his word inaccurately. He inspires it perfectly. And it is preserved. So there's explanation. So if something in the Bible, when you read it, doesn't make sense, and there seems to be a contradiction, study it a little bit farther. There's not. There's not. So the theory is that the names in Genesis chapter 26, these were the names that Esau had to name his wives, because they were not of the Jewish descent. They were not people that pleased Isaac Isaac and Rebekah. And so when Esau went and married the pagans, they came back, and in order to appease his father, he had to change their names. But when we come to 36, he's left. He left his father. He left the God of his father. He left everything about the promises of God, and so he gave them their names back. And so you have an idea that sometimes we can play Christian, but when you get away, your true character comes out. And so we see a truth there. Number three, Esau's descendants would always be at war with Jacob. Israel and Edomites would fight constantly. There was always battles going on. And then this thought right here, and I'm done. Isn't it interesting that Jacob's children, all 12 but one, So 11 of his children were born outside of Canaan, but they lived in Canaan when they got older. And all of Esau's children were born in Canaan and left. It's a scary thing to be a parent, rearing your children in the house of the Lord, to find out that one day they leave. Be real. Be careful. Trust the Lord. Rear your children in the nurture and the admonition of God. It doesn't matter if they get Edom, but it does matter if they get God. And so, tonight in this short sermon, so that our ladies could give their testimony, we see God always keeps his promise. What promises has God given you? He'll keep them. Some promises are fulfilled after our lifetime. Rebecca has passed away, and now Esau has become a great nation. We also see that Esau was blessed, but just materially. If all we do is leave our children with financial material gain, we failed. I saw this post the other day, and I think it's great. As a parent, it's my priority to help my children get into heaven, not Harvard. It's my priority to help my children get into heaven, not Harvard. So if you're leaving, all that you're leaving your children is financial blessing, you failed as a parent. Your responsibility is to give your children a godly heritage. Now, I said it this morning and I'll say it again. Proverbs 13 is still in the Bible. Proverbs 13, it says, a righteous man or a goodly man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So there is something about leaving something for your children. There's something about being prepared. There's something about God instilling in us the ability to work, to save, and to bless others. And our children probably needing, and our grandchildren being at the top of that priority. But if only you're giving your children material blessings, you failed them. You failed them. So make sure that you're leaving them a material blessing, but make sure that more importantly, you're leaving them a godly heritage. We need to teach our children the importance of staying with God, not leaving the will of God for the pleasures of the world. Esau's children grew up around Isaac, and they left. We need to teach our children the importance of staying with God. And one of the hardest things is for our children, when they leave this, when they get to be 18, we lose our children. Just not our churches, but churches all over the world. They're losing their children at 18 to the world, and there's got to be a reason. Number one, I believe it's because what they see has been phony. And when you're phony, I want you to know the most astute people in this room are teenagers, and they can pick out phoniness a mile away. And parents, if you're phony, they know it. And if it ain't real to you, it will not be real to them. It wasn't real to Esau. It was real to Jacob. And it shows. It shows. Jacob didn't always do right. But in the end, his children turned out okay. In the end. So I just want to encourage you that God keeps his promise and that we need to do our part in rearing our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the study from God's Word today. We also stream our services live on Facebook, facebook.com/Victory Baptist Church WV. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a blessed day.